no sul. Eu vou falar I'll speak in English for you to understand. I think I've been trying to for you to come to Brazil since the day you left last time. So it's probably 5 years.
Nahon.
Okay. And I've been to a lot of the shiurim that you give in Israel, and I know how you change people's lives, but not in the most happy and in the most unbelievable way of seeing how our lives can be so meaningful through joy and through happiness with the Torah. And so I want to thank you so much for you tonight. She left all her kids, 4 kids, 8 kids back home just to come here and to speak to us and to give some chizuk to all of us. So I want to thank you, thank Hashem, thank my husband, and thank all of the girls that arranged this cheer from Limala and all of you that came. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. And Jenny has only one mistake. I did not leave my children. I ran away from my children because in Eretz Israel it's August and it's vacation and we can't anymore. So I came to the end of the world, Sao Paulo. But when I look at you, it's not the end of the world, it's Yerushalayim. You have the beauty of Yerushalayim, mamash, and the kedusha of Yerushalayim. And thank you for coming. And thank you for having Jenny in this kehila, mamash. She did all of this. Be'emet, yemim avoy, yemim avoy, yemim avoy. And since you all are a part of Eretz Israel, let's really be today, this hard day, a part of Eretz Israel. This shiur is dedicated to a woman who was a ima in the maximum way you can think of the word ima. She was a ima to one gorgeous little daughter, and then she adopted 2 girls who were sisters and did not have a family, and she was the ima of many, many little children because she was a teacher in the kindergarten and they loved her so much. And this morning she was assassinated in a terror attack in a place called Beit Chagai. Her one and only daughter was in the car and she saw her mother being shot, being killed. 2 adopted daughters stayed alone, and all of the little children in the gun, in the kindergarten, were left with no ganenet. And you could see the levaya was only 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, along the roads to Beit Chagai, the place where she lived. You could see people standing on the sidewalks and having the Israel flags in their hands, saying shalom to the ganenet on her way to Gan Eden. So this shiur is dedicated to you, Ima, the Ima, the Ima, Ima biologit, Ima meametzet, adopting, the Ima shel yeladim bagan, Batsheva Nagari, Hashem Yikom Dama. I want to start this shiur with her holy words. She was my Talmidah, and such a devoted Ganenet. When she adopted her two daughters, she said, I want to go to a chufshat leida. Just like when a mother gives birth, she has vacation. I'm taking chufshat leida as if I gave birth to these two daughters. And she dedicated herself to them. And she was always saying, Ima, teacher, Ganenet, don't be totally right. Because a mother who is all the time right, a teacher who is 100% right, and she says to her child or her student, you are wrong, she is doing such a wrong thing. Never be totally right in education. Always listen to what they have to say. That's the first thing she used to say. Batsheva Nagari. The second thing she used to say was, do not force your child to do something he feels he cannot do. A father was saying today that they had a big play at the end of the year, a big show, and his son was supposed to perform. And when he had to perform, he was very scared. And his Abba said, go on, we all expect to see you. You made so many rehearsals. And the little boy said, I cannot do it. Ani lo yachol. And the Ganenet got up, Batsheva, Zichrona Livracha, and she said, leave him alone. He cannot do it. And all the play was ruined because he was the main role. And the Ganenet said, do not force him. And the third thing I want us to take from Holy Batsheva, HaGanenet Began Eden. Today, people sent to me maybe 12 different pictures of the movement of this holy woman when she greeted in the morning the little children in her kindergarten. You are going to see it in the internet. Batsheva, every child who came to her gun did this. Kacha. Baruch haba. What is this movement? She is opening the gate to them. The gate of her heart. Every morning she is saying to this frightened child who comes, who had to come the 1st of September. Now she won't be there to do so. But so many generations saw her doing Baruch Haba, opening the gates of her heart. This is the movement of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is Poteach Sha'ar Ladofkei Betshuva. Whoever wants to come to the King on the month of Elul, Hashem does this to him. Poteach Yad. Poteach Sha'ar Ledofkei Bitshuva. He looks at you and says, Boi Elai. Like a ima is waiting for her child to come. You should know that in the holy Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai calls the Teshuva Ima Ila'a, the Supreme Mother, the Teshuvah. These days, 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim, the Tshuva opens her gate like Batsheva Nagari, like a Ima expecting her child to come, Brucha Haba'a, Brucha Haba'a, welcome. Ima is waiting for you to come back. You know that the word Teshuva is written only one time in the Bible, in the Tanakh. Only once. You can find the root shuv, lashuv, shavtem, veshavta, tashuv. But the word teshuva is written only one time. Do you know where? Shmuel, Hanavi, is already a judge. He is a very important man. But every Rosh Hashanah, uteshuvato haramata kisham beito. We need you. You have to stay here. You have work. I'm sorry. My teshuva, my ima, Chana, is waiting for me to come back. And without her arms opened like this, without her tefillot, I would have never came back to her. Every Rosh Hashanah, he says shalom to all those people depending on him. He is the prophet, the Navi, he is the judge. And he says, ani chozer b'teshuvah. אני חוזר לאימא הגדולה שלי. Because of his אימא, he became what he is. And because of חנה, we have this. All the prayer is based on one woman's tefillah. Tfila shel ima Chana. We are going to pray it, to daven it today together, because it opens all the gates. Uteshuvato haramata kisham beito. Teshuva is ima, and that's why Harav Eliezer Papo says that you should write a letter to Ima in your handwriting. We are going to do it together now. You are going to get little ptakim, which I'm going to take with us to the Kotel Ma'aravi in Yerushalayim. It's a letter to Ima. Ima is the Shechina. Ima is the Teshuva. And you can ask everything you want from this holy, supreme Ima, because her hands are opened. Poteach Sha'ar Ledofkei B'Tshuva. I'm waiting for you to come back, my daughter. Now, when you write, you can write in Portuguese. This morning in the school of Yavne, they wrote letters, and we take them to the Kotel, Be'ezrat Hashem. But when you write the word Ima in Hebrew, you write all the sacrifice she did for you. Because she was pregnant, היום הרת עולם. On Rosh Hashanah, it's like a pregnant mother who is waiting for you to be reborn again. So it's the big belly of your pregnant mother, Ima. And then you are born, that's you, of the Aleph. And then you grow up and you have struggles with your ima. You have downs and ups and downs. This is the mem of the ima. And when this ends, you grow up and you become pregnant yourself. And you have your son or your daughter, and they are standing only because they can lean on you. Ima. Elul is the month of Ima. It's the one and only month in Judaism which has a feminine mazal. Mazal betula. Ima is standing there and saying to you, Ani rotza otach. And when Ima wants something, you know, many women and girls tell me, Yemima, I don't have sisters and brothers. Yemima, I don't have a husband. Yemima, I don't have children. All of us have a Ima. This is something we all have here or up there in the sky. And Ima never stops working for you, never stops opening her big arms and saying, come back. And Shmuel, every Rosh Hashanah makes Teshuvah. Teshuvah is going back to Ima. I used to be the neighbor of a very, very holy Rav in Sha'ari Chesed. He was living there until the last day of his life. His name was Harav Shalom Shvadron. Harav Shalom Shvadron always used to tell every Elul the same story. He was living in the time after the Holocaust, and he used to tell how every day Holocaust survivors stood on the shore waiting for ship of refugees from Europe. Maybe they will find their Ima. Maybe they will find their brothers. Maybe they will find their children. Every day, Harav Shalom Shvadron was standing with them. And he said, I saw an old woman. She was not really old, but she looked so old. Every morning she was standing on the shore, not speaking to anyone, looking and waiting and waiting and waiting. At the sunset, she was going back home. Od yom ve'od yom ve'od yom ve'az, said Harav Shalom Shvadron with his deep voice. He sees one day that she's looking at the ship coming, and a very, very skinny young man is standing there, and she's starting to walk into the water. They cannot stop her. And she sees him coming back, and she hugs him, and she starts saying, Mame, Ima, and she says, shh, 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 don't say a word now. You came back. That's all that matters. Harav Shalom Shvadron used to say every Elul that the Ima standing on the shore is the Teshuva. And she sees you coming from the sea. And you are not the daughter she knew. You look different. And you want to tell her, Ima, don't look at me that way. I know I'm not the daughter you expected me to be. Al tir'uni she'ani she'harhoret she'shezafatni ha'shamesh. I look like this because the sun has made me dark. Al ti'uni she'ani she'harhoret. These are the words of the Selichot. קמתי באשמורת לכפר על עווני, ואני שחרחורת מפני רוב זדוני.
And אמא says to you, shh, it doesn't matter now.
העיקר שבת, בת שלי.
I'm so happy you came back. Don't apologize. Do not explain. You made teshuva. You came back to your sources. You came back to your Ima. That's Chodesh Elul. Let them come back. Your husband, the Zohar says, the way you open gates for him, that's that tzaddik he is going to be. It's written in the words, Noda b'she'arim ba'ala. And the Zohar explains, he will be a tzaddik only the way you open the gates of your hearts to daven for him, to believe in his Torah, to believe he can be a truthful tzaddik. It's in your hands, Ima. Lama? Lama ani? Why me again? Why am I always responsible for everything in the world? Because a woman is like Hashem. Whenever I speak to students, they are very angry because there is one chauvinist bracha. The bracha is when men stand here and say, Baruch ata Hashem shelo asani isha. They think it's a good mazal. They don't. And you are saying, Baruch ata Hashem sheasani kirtzano. That's what left, so I'll take it. You made me like your will. No, I always explain to them, it's not a chauvinist bracha. It's saying, I am just like Hashem. Asani ke retzono. When he wanted something, it happened. Yehi or, vayehi or. Yehi shamayim, shamayim. You have the same koach. Asani ke retzono. Ani rotza shehi תחזור הביתה. אני רוצה שהוא יתחתן. אני רוצה שמחה בבית שלי. אני רוצה בריאות. אני רוצה תורה. You are just like God. Do not tell the men that's the real bracha. It's a secret between me and you. But this is the real meaning. The month of Elul is et ratzon. All you have to do is lirtzot. Zehu. So Yemima, what do I have to do? What do I have to do in order to open the delet? You know that we are just before Taf Shin Pei Daled. Tihye Shenat Petichat Delet. All the doors of the mazal are going to be opened for you, Bezrat Hashem, this year. Because of this holy shiur, you know, I was so moved before I started speaking. I heard that Eliyahu Hanavi was here because a Brit Mila just took place here, nachon? Efo at? Efo a Brit Mila akala? She went home. Ah, hipo. Ilemata. Ilililililil. It's a kef, mazal tov. So Eliyahu Hanavi is here. All the gates are opened. All you have to do is lirtzot. I taught you, when a woman is rotza, it happens. What does it mean to lirtzot? Harav Chaim, my holy husband, and he is holy because I opened the gates and I said I believe he can be holy. No, he's holy because he is holy. He will, Be'ezrat Hashem, at the end of the shiur, litkoa beshofar, here, and we will all daven with him, and the shofar is explaining to you exactly what is ratzon. Yemima said that im ani rotza, ve'im ani rotza bechodesh elul, it happens. So what is ratzon? Ratzon is made of two things, which we are going to do here together. Ratzon is when you know that ani lo rotza et ze, ve'ani ken rotza et ze. This is the word elul. Elul is two words, lo ve lo, lamed vav. I want to give him. I do not want this. Let's start to learn the holy voices of shofar. Understand why the shofar brings all of your tefillot to the sky. Because shofar is the ratzon. And the shofar is lo. And the shofar is ken. Please. Let's learn how to have the kavana in the shofar. And we're going to practice it Be'ezrat Hashem together. Very, very soon. Rotza is when you know ma ani lo rotza. Tehilim starts with the word lo. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach, asher lo amad. It's so hard for young girls to say lo, because all the friends are doing this. Everyone dresses that way. And to say lo is very, very hard. So what do I do when they call me to schools? Yamima, speak about tzniut, they are on tzanua. I never say lo. Ze lo tov, ze lo nachon, ze lo tzanua. We are losing them like this. What you should say is, you keep this beauty, lo, for him. It's worthwhile. You are doing it for your true love. You are keeping this gorgeous thing to the one and only. If you say only lo, no one will want to hear you. You are doing this lo, bishvil lo. Let's learn the first part of the shofar. Lo. And the midrash, chazal, our sages are telling us that when you hear the shofar, you hear all the mothers from the sky saying, lo. In our Beit Knesset, in Eretz Israel, we sing this beautiful song before the shofar. Oked ve'ane'ekad ve'hamizbeach. We sing of Sarah, who is having a child after 90 years, after 75 years of praying, ani rotza yeled, ani rotza yeled. And then Hashem says to Abraham, you must sacrifice this child. And he goes to Sarah and he says to her, he doesn't say the truth. He says to her, I'm taking Yitzhak to the yeshiva. He did not learn Torah yet. And she says to him, Lecha, Adon, aval al tirhak. Go, but do not go far away, because I love this child so much. This song starts with the words, Et sha'arei ratzon lehipateach, yom ehi kapai la'el ratzon. shoteach. And they are walking together to Har Moriah. And Yitzchak is asking his Abba, Avraham, you read it on Rosh Hashanah, Abba, hine ha'esh, the fire, ha'etzim, the wood, ayehase le'ola. And he says to him, my son, Elohim yir'eh le'ola hase, nivne hayom lefanav kise, kol asher amar ha'elohim na'ase. We have to do what Hashem said. He puts him on the Mizbeach. And Yitzchak says to him, Abba, before you slaughter me, before you sacrifice me, I want you to tell my Ima one thing. You go to my Ima and you say to her, Sihu le'imi ki hisesona pana. You go to my Ima and you tell her that all her sason, all her simcha has gone away. Haben asher yalda letishim shana. The beautiful son she gave birth to at 90. Haya le'esh ulema'acholet mana. He is on fire. Ana emtzala menachem ana. Who will comfort this ima? Evke le'em titzak v'titiapeach. I'm crying for my ima. Oket v'hanekat v'hamizbeach. And the Torah tells us that the Satan, the devil, the evil power, is going to Sarah. And he's telling her, do you know where your son is? And she's saying, of course, he went to learn Torah. And the Satan says, your husband put him on a Mizbeach. And he tied him, akad oto, and he took a big knife. And then Sarah is yelling, lo. And the Midrash is saying that this is the shofar you are hearing. Two, and then her voice breaks. Two, 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 and then she is. And then she is yelling, "Lo!" And she dies. And the Chazal are saying to us, our sages, that every time you are hearing the shofar, you hear all the mothers crying for all their children, lo, their children who are tied to bad friends, to bad things they are dealing with, to depression, to bad thoughts, to lack of emunah, to loneliness. All the mothers from the skies are saying, lo, ani lo rotza. But this is only the first part of the shofar. And the second part is, ken, ani kol kach rotza. The second part is the part of Ima Chana. And Ima Chana doesn't have children for 19 years. What does she do? She, after 19 years, she is praying and praying and praying, and she's not being answered. So she's going to a store where they sell cloth, and she says to him, Ani rotza bevakasha bad leyeladim ktanim. I want you to give me cloth to sew something for a little baby. And the salesman is looking at her and says, Miskena, היא לא נורמלית. אין לך ילדים, חנה. אין. He gives her the cloth. ומעיל קטון תעשה לו אימו. She's not his mother yet, but the Navi's writing, she says, Ani Otsa, I'm going to make him a little coat. And Chazdar are telling us that when Shmuel is really born, he put on the coat of his mother, Hameil Bo Nolad, he was born with it, Bo Gadal, he grew up with it, Bo Niba, he was a prophet with a coat, Bo Ala Ba'ov, after Shmuel dies, Shaul is telling him to come from the world of the dead, and he sees him, Ish Ote Me'il. He's wearing a coat. What's this coat? It's the tefillot, the prayers of his mother before he came. What does she do with this small coat? Chazal tell us that when all the mothers are coming to Beit Knesset, in the Chagim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, they are having little babies, and she doesn't have. We read it on Rosh Hashanah. She says to him, Hashem, Tzevaot, you have an army of children, Tzava, Shel Yeladim, can't you give me one, only one? This year, the 19th year of her tefillot, she is taking the little coat and she is going up to the Beit Knesset in Shiloh. All the women are looking and saying, Tiru, tiru, yesh la tinok. Ze lo tinok. Ze me'il rek. It's an empty coat. Ma at osa, at shikora, you are drunk. What are you doing? She is standing there and saying, look at this, Hashem, you see? An empty coat. This coat has to have a little baby in it, little face, little arms. It's empty, nachon? Look at me, a woman who is an empty coat. I have nothing inside. Amra lefanav, she said to him, Ribono shel olam, rechem ze, lama li? Why did you give me a womb if I'm not a woman? Zroot ele, lama li? Why did you give me these arms? Yamima said that every day I should say, Why, Yalda shelanu ktana? So why did you create this? I'm an empty coat. Everyone is laughing at you. You are walking with an empty coat. I'm praying for you. Vatitpalal chana al Hashem. What will people say about you? Look at your daughter. An empty coat. Chazal are telling us that Chana was the shofar. Shofar has to be empty, empty, empty. You will see the shofar. Do you know that the people who are doing this, when they take it out of the animal, it's full of dirt in it. And when the shofar has dirt in it, it cannot be a kosher shofar. So they bury it in the ground for a few months, and little worms, tola'im, are eating everything inside the shofar. And then, because of its emptiness, it's the voice who says to Hashem, Ani rotza, ani rotza. You created me a woman, nachon? With these eyes, I want to see my daughter Akala. With these arms, I want to hug my husband, Be'ezrat Hashem. With these legs, I want to dance when the Mashiach comes and when the Geula comes. With this voice, I want to sing beautiful songs to you. With these legs, I want to go to the Shiur of Yemim HaMizrahi. Can you give me this? Ribono Shel Olam. Every year, thousands of women are coming with me to Shiloh, where Hannah was praying for a child. And every year I'm telling them to do what you are going to do here with me now. When we speak of Tfilat Hannah, what did she say? We think it's the Tfilah, you know. Alatz libi b'Hashem ramak. This Tfilah Hannah says after she has a baby, after she was answered, what did she say that gave her a baby after 19 years? And Chazal said, she did not say a thing, because the body of a woman is a shofar. The body of a woman is telling, I cannot stand emptiness, Ribono Shel Olam. I want this house to be full of smachot, my heart full of happiness. Ani rotza lehitmale. All you have to do is stand, mamash, when you hear the shofar, and Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev is calling it tze'akat halev. It's a yell which is coming from the depth of your soul. It's not being heard, but your body is the shofar. I always tell you that after one of the wars in the north, people called me to speak with a mother who lost her child, and she did not want to hear about Hashem anymore. Nothing, not to be religious and not to believe and not to pray. It was before Rosh Hashanah. And I went to her house, and I just sat next to her, and I asked her what happened to him. And she said he was a commander in Gaza district when the war took place, and he and his soldiers were in a building, in a house. He was standing near the window. He had this shield protecting him, and here, 2 centimeters where there is no shield, and here, 2 centimeters. That's the way this coat is put on. He was standing there, and a little bullet got from the window, just from here, into his heart. And she did this movement. And that's the first time I understood the Hebrew word for a dead soldier, halal. Halal is a soldier who lost his life. Halal is also an empty space. And I said to her, Ima, you come to Beit Knesset on Rosh Hashanah, do not pray. Do not say a word, I allow you. Do not hold this at all. You don't need it. You just stand there and you show Hashem the emptiness in your heart, the hole in your soul since this happened. You cannot understand what a clear and pure voice is coming from this emptiness and saying, Ken, ani rotza chayim, zochrenu lechayim, melech hafetz b'chayim, kotvenu b'sefer ha'chayim, lema'ancha elokim chayim. It's not for me, it's for you, lema'ancha. So your daughter won't be sad down here. I want to be a happy woman. What's the definition of a happy woman? Levusha, dressing herself. Vatishak, laughing. And Chazal are telling us, Levusha. Vatishak. Leyom acharon, before the end of the year, the initials are Elul. Levusha. Vatishak. Leyom acharon. The tshuva is being smicha. The tshuva is being a happy woman. The tshuva is getting up in the morning and dressing because you are the princess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tshuva is laughing and loving to laugh. Not being scared to laugh. I said this morning to the students in Yavne school, I told them the story about this little child who saw the king coming. It's a true story in London. And all the children had to stand like this behind the chevel. And when the king came with his carriage, they had to do this, not move. And one child, he was a refugee from Europe, he stood there in front of the king and said, Hamelech, Hamelech, and they all wanted to kick him out from there. And the king said, don't touch him. Ma ata rotze? And he said, my parents are still in Germany. I want you to bring them here. And the king said, there is war now. But since you are asking this like this, yala, kadima, let's do it. And he brought his parents, and his friend said, why didn't I have this chutzpah? Why didn't I have this courage to stand and say, Yamelech, ani rotze? And this is Chodesh Elul. So before I give a shiur, I practice it on my poor little children and grandchildren. They have to listen. Bo tishmeu ma ani rotza lomar b'Sao Paulo. Tov, ima. So I said this story, and my son, he loves kadoregel, football. And he says, Ima, I have a story like this. You know, there was a big game and a little boy came into the football game and they wanted to kick him out from there. But HaMelech, Neymar saw him. Slicha, Hashem. Neymar saw him and he said, don't touch this child. And he took his shirt off and he gave it to the child. And the child, yes, a kev. Nachon, I said to my son, yofi. But this is really the Elul. Elul, you are the little chutzpanit child who comes in front of the carriage of the king and said, Yemima said that when I say ani rotza, I'm just like you. She'asani ki retzono, ani rotza. Ani rotza simcha, ani rotza chaim, ani rotza briyut, ani rotza parnasa. Ani rotza she'naymar yenetzeach. You can ask everything because you are this little child again. That's Elul. That's Rosh Hashanah. There is such a popular song in Eretz Israel. Do you know Hanan Ben Ari? So the most famous song is Im Tirtzi Ani Eten Lach. If you just want, I will give you everything you want. I want you to knock on these doors. Et sha'are ratzon lehipateach. You have to knock. What does it mean? Lidpok. Dofek is your pulse. I want you to feel this Elul. I want you to be excited from Elul. I want you to understand that every tefillah you are saying on this month, every smile you smile to someone, every time you hear her cry when she didn't cry, every time you pray for beloved Am Yisrael, I want to teach you a beautiful thing. This year, at this beautiful Bet Knesset, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, there will be no shofar because it's Shabbat. And on Shabbat, we do not have the shofar. When it happened in the days of the Baal Shem Tov, he used to come to Bet Knesset on Rosh Hashanah and say to the people, you all yell, toot, 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 your voices are the best shofar ever. We do not hear the shofar. Do you know why? The Rebbe of Tzanz Kloisenburg said, it's allowed to do this on Shabbat too, but it's not allowed to letaltel, to take the shofar from the house to Beit Knesset. It's not allowed. And because we are scared that people who don't know Judaism very well, and they all come to Rosh Hashanah, to Beit Knesset, if only one of them will do it and it will be Chilul Shabbat, we all give up our shofar, our best lawyer, this thing which really brings our voice, we give it up because we love this Jewish man. We do not want him to have a sin. We want him to keep one Shabbat. Totally. So many of you sacrifice things for Hashem. Hashem, I'm doing this for you. Yofi, Hashem said. But what did you do for her? And for her? And for her? Let's love. Before we hear the shofar, before we pray with our body, I want you really, when you hear the shofar, to feel every place, every ever of your body praying without saying a word. It's not allowed to speak when the shofar is being heard. I call it in Hebrew tfilatis, because when you make pilates, she says to you, you have to feel your knees, many things you do not know they exist. And tfila is tfila. So tfilatis is really praying but not saying a word, just believing that like the first day of Rosh Hashanah, your voice is being heard, and it's being heard in such a high place that you cannot hear it with human ears. Let's love. Let's make the bracha of Aharon HaKohen to one another before we hear the shofar. Each and every one of you, put her hand on the head of the one sitting next to her. Kacha, כמו אהרון הכהן. כן. Kacha. Your hand is bringing her the bracha. And you say after me, Yesimech Elohim. Kesara, Rivka, Rachel, ולאה. יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך. וישם לך שלום. אמן. ועכשיו, to the serious part of the evening. הרב חיים מזרחי, בבקשה. מה? יעשה להם עול מלכות שמיים? יאללה. איך? לעמוד? לעמוד. בטח. גיד איזה כמה מילות חיזוק גם. גיד כמה מילים. What we are doing now is קבלת עול מלכות שמיים. On Rosh Hashanah we are making him a melech. Amlachat Hashem, you are the King of Kings. So we are doing it now.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Hu Elohim, Adonai Hu Elohim.
אדוני הוא האלוהים, אדוני הוא האלוהים.
Adonai, who Elohim, Adonai, who Elohim.
Adonai, who Elohim, Adonai, who Elohim.
Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Vaed.
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 Ana Adonai Yoshia Na.
Ana Adonai Yoshia Na.
Ana Adonai Yoshia Na.
Ana Adonai Yoshia Na.
Ana Adonai Yatzlichana.
אנא אדוני יצליח נא.
אנא אדוני יצליח נא.
אנא אדוני יצליח נא. שופר. לא כן. תודה רב חיים, תודה.
שברך יתן שרה, יפקה רחל מלאה, יברך את כל הקהל הקדוש הזה.
אמן.
שצריכה בריאות, תהיה בריאה.
אמן.
שצריכה פרנסה, תהיה לפרנסה.
אמן.
רפואה שלמה.
אמן.
שלום בית.
אמן.
זכו כולכם לארץ ישראל בקרוב, בעזרת השם. ירושלים עיר הקודש בקרוב.
אמן, אמן, תודה רבה. אבא הצדיק. תודה רבה, איזה יופי. I want really to give you all the ברכה of שמחה ונחת ואהבה וזיווגים ומשיח וגאולה. You have any questions? שאלות. מי רוצה לשאול? לא בפורטוגזית. יש שאלות? אין, אוקיי, אז כן מתוקה.
איך להסביר לילדים הקטנים בצורה קצרה וחמודה כל מה שתקופה?
אוקיי, she is asking how do I explain my little children, and you mean probably your husband, everything you just said now. You know what? The Ima is the best example. We do not need a lot of words. אמא זה מורה. אל תיטוש תורת אמך. תורה is מורה. They see you. They see you serious when you are making ככה. They see you opening your hearts to them. Just love them, just love them. You know my husband, הרב חיים, you never hear of him, but he is the real, באמת, I remember once, we came to a wedding and a bad woman saw him and said, "Ata harav yemima?" "Lo." "Wa rav chaim." So he's always saying this story, and it's a very strong story. He is the head of a yeshiva of boys who were kicked out of all other yeshivot, and he's telling them the story they identify with so much. One day a young boy came to his abba and said, "Abba, I have to speak to you. Ani chayav ledaber itcha." And his abba says, "Nu, daber, speak." And he says, "Lo, lo po, not here. Come with me, it's very private." "Nu, ma ata rotze?" And the young man says to him, "Ani lo rotze liyot dati yoter. I do not want to be religious anymore." And the abba is so shocked and so angry and so sad, he goes to sleep. He wakes up in the morning and his child is putting on the tefillin and davening. And another day, he is putting on the tefillin and davening and making the bracha. And he comes to him after a week and he says to him, "Ma kara? Didn't you say that you do not want to be religious anymore?" And the boy says to him, "Abba, before I told you this, all you saw in me
was only bad things. When I told you I do not want to be Froom anymore, then you started suddenly appreciating me, looking at the fact I'm putting on tefillin and not thinking it's natural, saying toda Hashem umeniach tefillin. So that's what we should be as mothers, to praise them for simple things. You got up in the morning, kol hakavod, at mitpalelet, at tznua. Be'emet, it's not natural to have good children, to have a good life. So, zeo, ken neshama. Betach. Wow. Wow. As a yofi. Yomeret, one little child came to her and said, whom should I love more, Ima ve'aba or God? And she says to him, do you love your Ima and Abba? Do you honor them? Then you love God. It's a very correct answer. And that's why our sages say that when parents are having a lot of fights, the child who believed there is only one God suddenly thinks maybe there is another God, and maybe another, and maybe another, because he sees this unity splitting apart. So maybe he will think that God, it's true, who Abba, the who Abba, the Shechina is Ima, and you are Ima. Totally, legamre. Od shelot, en shelot. So you really gave me cheshek to come back to Brazil, even though it's a horrible, how do you do it? Imale ve'abale, it's so long. But I learned one thing, because we went to Madrid first, you can't understand Spanish bichal. And then you come here and the Portuguese, it is slow, full of patience. Portuguese, it is English, but only you say oh at the end, and oh. All the words in English with a oh at the end. So Bemet, you made me calm, and you made me so happy, and you gave me such a hachnasat orchim, and I love you so much. I'm going to go back to Eretz Israel with you in my heart. And Aptakim, Ayala, whoever wants to write now a letter to Ima, which is the Shechina, which is the one who takes all your tefillot and brings them to Hashem, I'll give you this little note and you can write on it. Metsuyan. Yofi. Mi sherotza yesh po ptakim, and we take them straight to the kotel. Behatzlacha ve shana tova ve toda rabba. Ve toda la Rav Chaim.